Good morning, Talmidim. Yesterday, right in the beginning of Shachris, we were all caught by surprise when the fire alarm went off and we all had to exit the building, stand the other side of the yard. The fire department came to check out the building, to check if there was any fire. Sometimes a fire alarm can go off, not necessarily because there's fire. If there's carbon monoxide, if there's any type of chemicals in the building and it's not safe for anyone to be inside, so they'll come down to check it out. Baruch Hashem, they came out, they checked it out. There was, Baruch Hashem, no fire in the building. Baruch Hashem, there was no carbon monoxide in the building. The building was, Baruch Hashem, safe for all of us to come inside. But it took a few minutes for them to do their testing and to figure out what the issue, what the problem is, why the fire alarm went off. Lamaisa, they continued with the company that contracts with our electric in the building, and they found out during the day that the issue was a loose wire. There was a loose wire in the control panel where all the wiring of the systems are. The wire was loose, and any time there's a wire that's loose and there isn't a direct flow of electricity, it triggers the alarm to go off because it senses that something is off. And since the wire was shorted, the fire alarm went off. And one of the things that happened when the fire alarm goes off, that the elevators become disabled as well. The elevators could be a fire hazard. So as soon as the fire alarm goes off, it knocks off the electricity to the elevators. Now, to get back the elevators working is not enough when the fire alarm closes. The fire alarm went off. But now we have to call the elevator company to reset the entire elevator system that it should go back on again. I don't know if that's the norm or this is what happened here yesterday. So one loose wire created that all of us had to leave the Beis Medrash in the middle of davening. We had to go as far as possible. The system needed to be reset. And even after the system was reset, the elevators that goes up and down still hasn't been reset yet because the elevator company has to come in order to reset the company, to reset the elevator. It reminded me of a story that I mamash heard last week or 2 weeks ago, the Yard Sale from Shah, the Karastir. They said that there was a Yid who wasn't a Hasidish Yid. He got into some type of a problem with a competitor of his, and the competitor made a billboard against him. He brought a court case against him, and he didn't really have the funds to hire the proper lawyers to fight his case. He didn't know what to do. So he was his Rav in the shul was the Mishkaltzer Rav. So he asked the Mishkaltzer Rav, I need help here. I have a court case coming up. I can't defend myself. I'm afraid that we're looking at many years in prison. And I'm innocent. I didn't do anything wrong here. So the Mishkaltzer Rav told him, you know what? We have in Kerestir, which is, it's a train ride away. You have a big tzaddik over there. Why don't we go to Pshala Kerestir to ask for a bracha? So the Yid said, listen, I don't know how these things work. I'm not used to these Rebbe Shemaises, as they call it. So I don't know. So the Mishkaltzer Rav said, you have nothing to lose. So I asked him, do you mind coming along with me? Never went to the Rebbe. Do you mind coming along with me? So the Mishkaltzer Rav said, yeah, no problem. We're going to go. All right. So the day before the court case, it was Mamash. They traveled. They took the train to Kerestir, and they got to Reb Shaila Kerestir. So Reb Shaila Kerestir, So the Yid told Reb Shaila exactly what's going on, and he's looking at this. If he doesn't have a way how to defend himself, and he's looking at him many years in prison, I don't know what to do. So Reb Shaila asks him, do you know how electricity works? So they look at Reb Shaila. No, we don't. So Reb Shaila says, the electricity, you have to take two wires. Two wires are connected. Usually you put something on top of it to tighten the two wires. When they're well connected, there is a flow of electricity, and that makes electric, and that makes the lights go on, that makes electricity to flow, and that makes, okay, they gave a bracha, it should be l'chaim and l'shulam, and everything should work out well. Now this Yid is like, I came to ask you for something for about a court case, so he asked the Mishkaltzer Rav, did maybe the Rebbe not understand what we're asking? So he says, I'm sure he understood, and he gave us a bracha, and that's enough. So with that, they left. And this Yid is like, for that we made a trip down here. Tomorrow is the court case. What are we doing? They take the train back to Kerestir, and they arrived late at night back to Kerestir. As they arrived in the train station, there was a guy that was walking up and down, looking around. So the guy sees two Yidden, and he asks them, "Are you by any chance an electrician?" So the person, "No, I'm not." And the Mishkol said, "Sure, we both are." So he says, "You are? Come, do me a favor, come to my house." So, okay, let's see what we can do. And right away, maybe that's what the Shaila meant. So the person says that he's having an event in his house. It's a big party with a lot of officers and a lot of important people are in his house. And in the middle of the party, the electricity went out. And they don't you can't see and you can't move and you can't, and then the whole party. And I tried calling a few electricians. No one is picking up the phone. Everybody's closed. So I said, maybe the only place I can find someone is the train station. So they went to the train station, and here they found. So the Mishkal Tzeruv, together with the Yid, they come into the house, and they look for the control panel, and they open up, and they see that there's two wires that are not connected. So they went, and they took the two wires, like Rav Shaila says, that in order to electricity to go, you need two wires to be connected. They found something to tie it together. They tied it together, and vayehi boiker, the electricity went back on. Mamish, this person was always, he was so excited, and he says, "How can I repay you? What can I do to repay you?" He says, "Listen, so they didn't want to take money." They said, "No, we don't want to take money." He says, "Look, anything that you need," he says, "Listen, I'm an important guy over here in the city. I don't know if you know who I am. I am judge, whatever, whatever. And I have many of the officers and the important people in the city here at the party. Anytime you need anything, come ask." So the Mishkal Tzeruv says, "Yeah, you know what? Maybe you could help us out. Tomorrow, this young guy over here has a court case in front of you. His competitor took him to, created a whole story against him." So the judge says, "You have nothing to worry about. Just come tomorrow and we'll take care of it." The next morning, the court case came, and he was innocent 100%. Shulam al Yisroel, and there was light in his house, and there was light in his house, and because of a vayta cook that the Rebbe had, what made him say it? What Ruach HaKodesh Chabez Mishakosh Baruch Hu's Chayin Das to tell the Eden that's what's needed: two wires in order to connect the two wires to have the electricity flow. So when I heard that the issue of our fire alarm had to do with a loose wire, it reminded me of that story, and then I took that story back to our parsha. This week's parsha talks about, and again, we speak about the past few weeks about the concept of kedusha. The concept of kedusha is to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We live a higher life, as we said. We live a higher frequency. Emor starts off with Lahazi Gedolim Alakanim. Rashi says Emor V'Marta. Why did he say double? Lahazi Gedolim Alakanim. When it comes to Tama V'Tahara, when it comes to kedusha, not only are we mechoyev to live kedusha in our lives, we also have to make sure that those around us, we are role models. So with anything that we do, people look at us, and we could ignite their electricity to live Kedusha Diga lives as well. But in order to live a Kedusha Diga life, the wires have to be connected. The wires of our living day to day here, and our machshava that we're doing mitzvahs, that we're doing, we have to think about it. We have to think that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every step of our day is connected, and the electricity flows if we do L'Shem Shemayim, if we do things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, if we think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's that electricity that flows. Someone that sees that some reason it's not working, the learning is not going, the davening is not going, I'm not feeling this, something that's not working, we have to check if our wiring is tight. We have to check to make sure that all of our wires are connected. Are we doing the right things? During davening, the pre-1A's come in, the younger boys come in while we're in the middle of davening. What Kiddush Hashem does it make when the younger kids come inside and they see all the older boys sitting in Beis Medrash and davening? We don't think about it, but when they walk into the building, that's the first thing that they see. They see everyone here in Beis Medrash davening. It creates a certain excitement. Oh, wow. A certain chashivas. Whereas if they go further down the bend, and there's two, three boys standing at the, usually it's not more than that, standing at the water fountain or whatever, in the coat closet, wherever it is, not, then besides the fact that you may not be doing what you're supposed to be doing, the ketanim are looking at that and seeing, oh, okay, so davening isn't so important. You don't really have to be in the Beis Medrash. You can also be here. You can be there. There's a certain sense of achrayus that we have to the younger ones. There's a certain sense of achrayus. If the younger ones see that we're standing on the seat in the bus, if they're seeing that we're not acting so appropriate in the bus, they're looking at us. The younger boys are always, always looking at us. So when it comes to Kiddushin, the Mefarshim write, why is the Emor v'Matan Hazik Gedolim al Tanim Dafka by Tumah? Why does it speak about? Why is it about other mitzvahs as well? Because other mitzvahs, they can everyone understands. But by tum, it's something which is an abstract. We don't really get to see the tum of a tahir. It's not something that's tangible that we can see. We can feel it. So that's why it's important. Certain things that even if you don't necessarily understand how you are impacting the younger kids, but always think, if what I'm doing is that something that the younger kids are gonna is am I a good role model or am I not a good role model? So the entire week's parsha, and again, the past few weeks' parsha as well, that speaks about working on our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, working on our Kedusha, we have to always think to see, are our wires connected, that there's a flow of Kedusha? Are we the good role models? Are we doing what's right? The younger ones are always looking at us. When they're looking at us, are they going to say, you know what, I want to follow this person? And if yes, are they following the right way or are they following the wrong things? So it's something that continuously has to be in our mind. And if you go to the end of the parsha, towards the middle of the end of the parsha goes, if we worked on our Kedusha, we worked on our wires being connected, that there's a flow, that there is a connection between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then we reach the Heilige Yom Tov. All the Yom Tovim are mentioned in this week's parsha. You go through, I mean, a lot of Sfarim speak about Kriya Moir Zman. When we lay the parsha of the Yom Tovim, it's as if we're chelik of Yom Tov. Some Sfarim write that it's even greater than Yom Tov, because you have in one Shabbos, you have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, you have all the Yom Tovim are mentioned in this week's parsha. Sefer Kayach also says that not only are the Deraisa the Yom Tovim in this week's parsha, we also have a remes to Chanukah and a Purim in this week's parsha. So he says that right after the Yom Tov Sukkot, the pasuk tells us, "V'dab b'shem Moshe leimor, tzavus b'nei so, v'yikchu elecho shem in zay yizach, keses lamor, l'halos ner tamet." So Zok de Rekeach, that this pasuk is a remes to Chanukah as well. And if you go two, three psukim later, you should take soilus and make chalas. It's a remnant to the Mishnah of the Simcha of Purim as well. So the Heilige Sefer Keach writes that you have in this week's Pasha, every Yom Tov is mentioned in this week's Pasha. The Kliyaka asks, why doesn't it mention anything about Matan Torah? There's so many psukim in this week's Pasha that speaks about Tzviris Oimer, but it doesn't say anything about Matan Torah, the day of Matan Torah. No, it's a Makanta word that we've heard many times. Kabbalah Satorah isn't a designated day. And they say that Shavuos, the Matan Torah part of Shavuos, is Abimachta Shabbos HaShavuos Tishpru Chamishim Yoyim, you should count 50 days, V'krafta Mincha Chadosha L'Hashem. Make sure that you bring close to Mincha Chadosha. The Torah is called B'chol Yom Yeh V'nechuk Chadoshim. Every day the Torah that we're learning should be like new. We're a new Yid every single day. We have to be Mechadosh the Torah every single day. Even if you didn't understand the Shiur yesterday, even if you didn't have a Gishmak of the learning yesterday, today is a new day, it's a new Eschachas. So that's referring to the Matan Torah, it's like the Heilige Kliyaka, that every single day we have to come with a new Eschachas. And even if our wires were loose till now, even if, let's say, we weren't so careful to make sure that there's a flow between us down here and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if there was something that we were vackling, and it was the whole Tama Tama Yikro, as soon as a Mitzvah we had two weeks ago, they had to go Mechutz L'machna, and they had to say Tama Tama Yikro. Baruch Hashem, hey, we had to leave Mechutz L'Beis HaMedrash, we had to scream, but it made, Baruch Hashem, nobody was Tame. But the concept, you can understand the concept, if our wires are loose, it could lead us to needing to go Mechutz L'machna. And our job, our tafkit, is to work on that Kedusha, to work on that Helikai, that we can reach the Yom Tovim, that we can reach a life of Kedusha. Every aspect of life that we live should have that Kedusha. And the Torah that we learn every single day is going to be a Schachitika Torah, a new Torah, a fresh Torah. And that leads us to Lag B'Omer, which is this Friday, Ben Sion. Rishon Baichai, the Gemara brings down, and again, the whole story about Rishon Baichai, in the Sechta Shabbos, the Flamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel. In Zohar Kodesh, brought on that some of the Tanoim called Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, called him Shabbos. He was a Bechin of Shabbos. And this story of him and running to the Meira is in Masech the Shabbos of Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel is a remnant to Lamed Gimel Ba'omer. Yishami brings down, the Gemara brings down in so many different places that Kedai Rabbi Shimon Lismacholov, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was on such a Kedusha Digger level. He brought down the concept of Torah Sanister. He brought down the Torah that we get a bit of a glimpse of what it means to live hechet, to live a higher life. And Rabbi Shimon Chai had mentioned that, as you said before, Kedai Rabbi Shimon Lismachalov, he could patas the oilam din. If there's any din, if there's any tsar, if there's anyone that needs refuah, anyone that needs yeshua, Rabbi Shimon Chai could daven for that person. And the day of Lag BaOmer, which is the Yom de Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whatever Yom Hilula means, but it's his day of shining, of the light that came down to the world because of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is a day that we can be mispalel for everything and anything. So I'm going to bring down, I saw a muscle that sometimes someone needs some help, tzedakah, and they meet with the person about tzedakah, and they have a meeting with him, and they come, finally they get an appointment to his house, and he comes to his house, and he tells them, I need money for this, I need money for that. So he'll ask questions, who else is helping you, and how much do you need, and what is it, what happened that you need money now? And then maybe he'll give him some check. But this same gevir, the day that he's making chasana, he's not asking any questions. Anyone that comes to ask money, you take out, you give, you don't count how much money you give. The day of chasana, the day of simcha, you give. Zoknat Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, people come to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's kever all year round. All year round, you come to ask for yeshua. Some people have seen tremendous, tremendous yeshuas from such a heilige person. And again, it's kedai to learn some shtiklich of the Gemara, what the Gemara speaks about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He was always an advocate for Klal Yisrael, and he said he's willing to continue to advocate for Klal Yisrael. We have to connect ourselves to that Kedusha. We have to connect ourselves to take the weak parshas, take the strong wires that are connected, and go to Lag BaOmer, which is going to be on Friday. And if we're making Adlaka, to remind us that light, that shine, that beautiful Torah Sanista that he brought onto this world, the Kedusha that he brought onto this world, to connect ourselves to it, because the more that we connect ourselves to that Kedusha, the more he will advocate for us. So it will be dancing, there will be... It's brought down that it's every time you pick up your foot to dance, think of something that someone needs help, whether it's yourself, whether it's a family member, shidduchim, refuahs, nachas, things, hardships. It's hard for me to learn. While you're dancing at Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he's going to advocate for you. So if you want to have a geshmak learning, you want to make sure that your wires are well connected, that there's a flow of electricity, there's a flow of life, there's a flow of Kedusha between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during that time is a time to ask for it. Time to daven for yourself, a time to daven for others. We should utilize the time of Lag BaOmer, the time of the parashas that we're talking about, Shavuos, and we should utilize the hashpos that come down from all the Yamam Tovim that's mentioned in this week's parasha, including Chanukah and Purim, as the Sefer HaKeach writes, that which have an internal lasting in all of us.